taking turns introducing ourselves. So it's my turn today. It's Gigi. We're with the Reluctant Hams. We have Franklin and Tracy today.
What's up?
Episode 5.
All right.
This is a marathon, huh?
It really is. A slow one.
No, it's fine.
That's the only type that I would ever be able to run if I could even do that. So we didn't talk about our 4th of July weekends on our last episode. And
oof.
Oh,
I really want to because I have an 18-month-old baby and then I had him during COVID. So I technically haven't actually gone out in like 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Say what now?
Yeah. 3 years.
And Gigi, I will say it again. I can't wait to hang out with you and party.
We need to do
Are
that.
Are you sure?
Do it.
What? You saying that I raged with you before?
I feel like we've hung out.
We've hung out, but it's always like a work event.
Yeah, so what we kind haven't of party?
So we kind of like a rage.
Wait, do you like party. Only party with your work people now?
God,
we
no.
We want to get hot, sweaty.
God, no.
It was have a fun, it was dance. A hot and sweaty weekend. Oh,
look, I have oh. I have some I have two or three people from my office.
I thought you said in your life that you hang out with.
From my office that I will hang out with all the time.
Okay.
And you guys know her.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's hard not to.
Yeah, Evelyn. I'll say Evelyn. She's one of our biggest fans.
She's going to be our first guest.
Yeah, she's constantly reposting us. So go follow her on the Gramps.
We love her.
However, I do have like my gays.
You got your group of friends.
But we rage.
I want to rage.
You've. Rage.
You
I want to get hot and sweaty.
No. You know what? Don't rage with this one.
Why?
She checks out. She's always got something else to do.
No, if we plan it, it will happen.
Oh, it has I'm to a, be a planned I'm rage.
I'm a planner, people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that. Okay. I get that.
So we're calling out people. Evelyn wants to rage. We call her.
Okay. So my weekend, it was multiple days. Started Ooh. With a Thursday when my girlfriend came in from Atlanta. And I haven't seen her since pre-COVID. She, you know, this is a girl who would like be a bridesmaid at my wedding, you know, who would like be there at my baby shower. But because of COVID, I've not seen her since she moved to Atlanta right before COVID had started. So, I mean, you can understand like the excitement that
sure.
we have.
Y'all in FaceTime?
I mean, Zoom? I'm not great
not
on
this.
It's not the same.
No.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
So you had a girls' weekend.
We had a girls' weekend. I mean, mixed in with like, you know, 4th of July family stuff. But so she flew into Reagan on Thursday and she was like, we have to go to Barcelona. And that used to be our, I know, like Franklin's looking at me like, what's so special? Look, this was our spot.
Food is good. See, I'm just going to be the antagonist because.
We're reliving.
Okay.
We're not talking about present times, okay?
Just like you don't this like Ladif. This is a flat. You don't like Barcelona.
He's too cool for Logan Circle.
Yeah. Restaurants on 14th Street don't stand a chance.
Okay.
They're in trouble.
No one said we were looking for fine dining, okay, Franklin? we're looking for a flashback in time. Back in the day.
Okay, get back in the day, sis.
Back in the day at Barcelona, not the city, but the restaurant. So we get to Barcelona and, oh, wait, well, even before we get there, I'm like sending emails as she's getting dressed. I'm like, I promise I'm almost done. And then I'm like, I still don't know what I'm wearing. It was very hard trying to figure out like, what do people wear these days?
No.
Like I seriously, because when I used to like dress up when I would go out. Like I looked like I was going clubbing before. I would wear heels. I would do my makeup and my hair and I would wear, you know, really cute dresses. Like I can't do that anymore. I find
this.
I just don't feel
no motivation.
No, I don't feel comfortable in
the
that
baby?
Anymore. I don't think it's necessarily like I think it's a mix of like
every time
body,
I see you, Gigi,
body
you look
stuff.
Hot.
I think
she's
always,
beautiful.
I'm like,
so I'm like, whatever.
I'm for a very first, like one of the few times in my life, very speechless right now because.
Oh my goodness.
Gigi, our like, first date, uh-uh. You were hot.
God, here we go back. To
you had on all black and you had boots
dating.
On.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I remember that.
Thanks for the confidence boost because I was not feeling that way.
Listen,
I
was like, if your name was Stella, we'd tell you to get your groove back.
Because that is it. That's I feel like I need to get my groove back.
Do it.
Well, and it's also like, it's not just that. It's like a mental thing, right? Because I'm also like always exhausted these days with the baby and work. And So it's like I have to mentally get myself there too. So it's mm-hmm. like a physical, it's a mental thing. And but anyway, there's nothing like my friend, her name's Kara, to like get me in that mood. So we get dressed, we look really cute, and we go to Barcelona and we show up and it is raging. Like there's so many people there. It's crazy. And it's so hot this day too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, like this mm-hmm. is too much. I was like, I can't stand mm-hmm. this unless we find a table. And we got so lucky.
Wait, Franklin, I can't take him.
Not all these people with monkeypox rolling around.
Oh my gosh. Please, I don't even, don't
just tell
scare
your story,
me with that.
Gigi, just tell your story.
So we get a table. Oh my gosh. Now I can think about his monkey paw.
I'm crying.
Hey, you guys are sitting right next to me. Listen, right next to me.
Well, unless you were doing the things that are people who are highly
contagious.
Susceptible. I mean.
Well, where's the grown and sexy part?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So we got the most perfect table. We didn't have a
Is this the culmination of the story?
Well, no. So
it better not be.
So we no, after that then we go to a bar, and then after that we go to a club.
Did you go to Black Whiskey?
No, we didn't go to Black
Whiskey. See, your night did not go to rage level unless you've gone to Black Whiskey.
I mean, Black Whiskey isn't even like a club. Like right. We wanted to go dancing.
Yeah, you can dance.
Really?
You can dance in Black
Maybe
Whiskey.
You're thinking of Chicken and Whiskey.
Who?
They do play loud music there.
Who was thinking about
they
Chicken?
Have a back room there.
Oh, no. We do have a black mm-hmm. room. No, we were in DuPont. This, like I said, flashback, okay? Like this is like 2012 is what we're flashing back to.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to go dancing. I have not gone out this much, sitting at a table, talking with people. Oh, and meanwhile, I had a 2-hour lunch meeting before I even picked her up from the airport. So this was like, I was rubbing elbows all day long that I actually have scabs on my elbows.
She does.
From socializing so much.
Wait a minute.
Sis,
wait
hold
a
on.
Minute. You really do have.
Networking is not a contact sport.
It has become one.
People
for
have
me.
Elbows. Have
I need
scars
elbow
on
pads.
Were you army crawling through
no.
Barcelona?
I thought that was just a saying, but for Gigi, it's real.
I almost thought that I might have blacked out in the bathroom and fallen on my elbows.
I think that's what happened, Gigi.
No, I didn't. I thought very carefully mm-hmm. about it and that it would be a lot more sore.
Maybe but, this is yeah. why you don't rage often.
Yeah. No, I think this is how out of practice
and
I am.
How long were you raging?
I have built up calluses now, so I'm good, guys.
Okay.
So wait, how long were you out for all these things to happen?
I was out all day. And I was out from...
What time did you go to bed?
Yeah.
2 a.m. 2:30.
Respectable.
Okay.
Respectable. What it's the hell
good.
Are you
She's
doing?
I mean, listen, you come back and them birds will start chirping.
Right.
Then we talk.
when Go you come get back, breakfast afterwards.
Please make sure I have a gun if that happens because I cannot handle that. Those days are way over for me.
So I'm going to Mexico next week. And
I've been hearing about this for the
oh my
last
God.
6 months.
Lube up your elbows just in case.
Not lube up my elbows. So. Listen,
he's going to PV, right?
Yeah, and this is like one of my first vacations in a very, very long time. Work is great and busy, right? And it's so hard to actually pick that time to say, this is when I'm going to check out. And I think particularly in real estate, there's so many people that just want to make themselves so available.
Mm-hmm. So available.
And I think it's to a detriment because... Because you want it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think when you establish to your clients that I'm always available, mm-hmm. when you really don't want to be.
Correct.
And I mean, and truly, like, I do think that clients are actually a lot more forgiving about it if you are more upfront with what your travel schedule is, too.
I have a friend, and you know her, Jennifer Lynch.
Oh.
And I don't know a better person who manages her calendar and manages herself than her.
What is really? Her background? Is she in real estate?
She's in real estate. She used to be a dancer.
I'll have to get some tips from her.
And does shows, bodybuilding shows.
Oh.
And she's phenomenal. She's
amazing.
She's
body.
She's gone from 0 to 60 in like, and she's super, 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 super dedicated. But one of the things that she talks about is like her calendar. Mm-hmm. Like if it's not on her calendar, she ain't doing it.
I'm like that too.
But she schedules a day off for herself in the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. And she is very unapologetic about it. Mm. She's Tuesdays is her day off. And even if you respond to an email about something, she's like, I'll talk to you about this on Wednesday. All of her clients know when she does her onboarding and she does her buyer consults. And she's like, listen, we work a lot, but I choose not to. I choose to select a day that's completely for myself. I completely turn off. I don't answer emails. I don't answer the phone. I will make sure that if we're close to a deal or close to something happening, you'll be in great hands. But Tuesday, I'm out.
Okay. I agree with that.
And she is, and it's not great for her. It's very black and white. And I'm thinking about when I go away, I'm going to be in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I legitimately want to completely turn off. I don't want to talk to anybody. Unless you out here drinking margaritas with me, I'll check in with my parents because that's the only people I can check in with right now. But I'd be like, hey, I landed safely. I'll talk to you guys in a couple days.
Wait, you mean you're not going to podcast when you're in
the
TV?
Hell, that's why the hell we're sitting here now. To stay on schedule.
I thought we were taking cell check and we're all packing our bags. And listen, we're recording Reluctant Hams in our bikinis.
When we get over 1,000 followers and someone's like, we'll take this on the road.
I'm down for it.
I'm so down for it.
But that work-life balance, I think, is very difficult for a lot of...
I don't have it.
Realtor.
I don't either.
You don't have it. I know you don't have it.
I need help, people.
I need help, too.
I have no boundaries. I'm basically like a doctor without the pay.
And without the medical school debt.
So tell me, like, what your general schedule is like. Like, how do you try to fit in... your time, your personal time?
Well, I do live and die by my calendar, but there is no work balance for me.
Zero.
It's something that I am working on that I need to be more conscious about. I am, you know, I pour into my clients so much and I give so much. And so I'll get up in the morning time. I'm immediately on my laptop. Even when I'm in the bathroom, I'm checking my emails, I'm checking my texts and seeing what's coming in, you know, and then I'm going to meetings, Zoom meetings, podcasts, everything, whatever we have planned. What else? And that will go on until even if I go into the office, mm-hmm. You know, I'll still come home and do work. I will be working up until it's time for me to prepare dinner. So maybe around 8 or 9, I might turn off. So 10 to 12 hour days. And I try to take off on Sundays wherever possible. But sometimes, you know, I'll
open houses.
Yeah, I'll work on Sundays too. Mm-mm. So it's basically like 6.5 days a week I'm working with no off or downtime. And so it's horrible, people. I'm not trying to glamorize it by
any
means.
No, it's not glamorous. I mean,
It's tough and it's not sustainable.
I'm a dual career, right? And so I have a full-time job that's in the real estate world and work as an agent as well. And I had to limit it to working with people that I know who are my friends and family, and that's it. Because it became... We were talking about wasting time last episode, and it's like I was working with somebody all summer. Every Saturday, I was going out with this chick, and she bought nothing.
It's demanding.
She didn't listen to any of my advice. We're in a super competitive market. But that's all. That's every one of my Saturdays in the summer, when you know we live in an area that is warmer months are pretty
summertime fun,
pretty limited.
DMV.
There's a start and stop, mm-hmm. but. I think that you're doing yourself a disservice and your clients because you're not checking out to actually think about your business and think about yourself and think about how you can be a better, you're a fantastic realtor. And I've seen you interact with your clients and I've done open houses and they're fantastic. What I do recognize even for myself personally is that if I don't take time off, mm-hmm. I'm kind of like on the last lap or getting close to burnout phase.
Yeah. I agree.
Where I'm feeling uninspired and I'm feeling like, why am I doing this? And I'm like, actually, I don't know if I told you or someone else. I was like, I'm moving back to New York.
Yeah, you tell me that all the time.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Talk him off the ledge and beg him to stay.
I'm out of here. Get me out of here. Going back to New York.
But you're right, Franklin. And I have to work on that. If there's anybody out there who can help me.
I know someone.
Who?
Me.
Ooh, I need you too. Can we have a 2-for-1 special?
Yeah, you just check the fuck out.
I need to check the fuck out then, okay?
So I have... I mean, my schedule is more or less like what yours is, Tracy. I mean, I actually only started my son in daycare after he was 1 year old. And obviously that was a game changer, right? Like he's in daycare full time. He goes Monday through Friday, you know, from 8:30 to 4:30.
Get him in there. Get them germs.
And yeah.
Well, get those germs out of the way.
I get plenty sick from it. That's honestly, that's part of the work-life balance issue that I have too. It's like, number one, I have to try to stay healthy so that as he's bringing home all these germs and or, you know, just the stress of work, like having to stay physically healthy, I haven't been able to prioritize getting into the gym like I used to. That used to be like such a thing for me, like before, you know, pre-COVID, pre-baby, like my mornings were gym days and I would have meditation like times that were scheduled. Like I always had something. And now it's like I'm lucky to like catch a shower. Mm-mm. Honestly. Like
that, actually she has been around us a couple times where she's like, hey guys, I didn't shower.
Yeah,
she's
I'm very upfront when I'm like, do you not want to hug me right now? It's been a while.
Oh wait, the first time she said that she came to my place.
Yeah and I sat on your
she
new rug.
Fine
That's
to
probably
me.
Why they think I have a pet.
That leftover smell.
You should have just said, no, that's my friend Gigi.
No, that's Gigi.
I forgot about that smell because we were having truffle honey that time.
Oh, my God.
That's probably why these suckers think I have a
that's
pet.
That's so embarrassing, guys. Oh, my God.
She
didn't
smell, though.
That wasn't a pet. That was just Gigi.
It was Gigi.
Don't worry about it, guys.
Oh, but we'll work on that.
No,
that's something we'll do together.
I really,
Gigi, okay?
I think, let's, okay. I would really like to hold each other accountable for this because I feel like, it's not great for my clients. I mean, it's certainly not good for me. It's not fair to my marriage to my husband. And it's not fair to my baby because all of these things, when you're torn in every which way and you've not had a time to focus your mind, you are not giving 100%.
Zero.
Like, and that is so unfair. Like I have cried so many times I know. I've cried so many times thinking back on the past year and a half on like not being fully present.
Oh,
like
Gigi.
For my baby.
Oh. I'm giving you a
so
virtual
true.
Hug right now. Air hug.
An air hug. Because it's true. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't get the time back.
Sure.
This was also like, you
it's
know,
tough.
The same year that we had our baby was the year that we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back, like, you know, I've been trying to balance work and personal life. And it's
You're
really
a
hard.
Super mom.
And I feel like I've lost some time with my son. So I know that like every parent feels like that to
sure.
some degree because like you don't want your kids to like grow out of a certain stage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that like is really top of my list on things to take care of this year because
put yourself first.
Because, you know, money is great. Like business is wonderful. Like I cannot complain. I absolutely love what I do and I feel very lucky to have that. And I'm proud of myself for building that
sure.
part of my life. But, you know, now it's a different stage now. It's time to recalibrate. So,
and I think it's important and I appreciate you sharing that, Gigi, because you're acknowledging it, first of all. And the second thing is, so maybe our clients will have a little bit more sensitivity and empathy as it relates to their expectations of us, because we give so much and we strive to deliver and provide excellent service. And you have the pressures. You have a family, too. You have a life. And it's almost like you're on call. Like I said, a doctor without the pay. I get texts. I can't say that word right. So text.
You said it perfect.
From different people.
Text messages.
Shush. 11 p.m.
Nope.
Midnight.
Adios.
1 a.m.
No. Unless you are
they
my friend.
Send them.
Unless you're my friend
they
and we keep
them.
Do not disturb.
It's horrible. So now I'm looking for an app that has a responder so that they will stop doing that. Don't call me after 7 p.m. unless it's an emergency. There's a fire somewhere.
No,
that's
that
just
important.
Rude. I'm sorry.
It
I'm
is.
Just calling out all of those clients out there.
Listen,
I am.
One of the things that I think is an unfortunate reality for, and I'm a feminist, But when, the unfortunate reality is that you, as a businesswoman who is a mother, is not, is a, your counterpart, your male counterparts.
Yes.
From what I would imagine.
I don't know. It's not, it doesn't carry the same weight.
They're not feeling that.
No.
Right?
My husband, he doesn't get, I'm surprised he hasn't divorced me yet.
But like, you know, I think women have a real hard lot in life to be professional, be the goal getter, be the one, not goal, but goal getter.
Yes.
And be a great mom, be present, be all these other things. And the unfortunate thing is you have someone who is like, I want to be professional and I want to own a business and I want to have all these great professional accolades.
Right.
And if you're determined in that space, you're considered a bitch, mm-hmm. assertive, or out of your lane. Mm-hmm. And I've always like been very frustrated with that because my mom is very driven.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk very highly about it, but
it's I mean, there's absolutely a social aspect to it. I mean, our country doesn't also, I mean, I don't know why our country hates women so much to not want to, and our children so much to not want to support them.
I mean,
that's a different topic. We're not getting into that. But I mean, in
buckle
just,
up, buttercup.
Let's just talk about our personal feelings. I mean, as a woman who has, you know, prioritized the, you know, my family and wanting to have a family and have a child, but also being a businesswoman and always wanting to strive for more and to grow myself professionally, it's so hard because I have this biological pull, mm-hmm. and then I also have this, you know, this drive in me personally to want to strive professionally. And I'm not saying one way is right and one way is not, but like the way life used to be where the woman would stay home with mm-hmm. the children and focus on that specifically, that is a full-time job. Mm-hmm. That is straight up 100% a full-time job. And it is hard.
If you
you do too. And you can't, I mean, you can't, I'm saying I can't, and I'm telling myself this because I, you know, break my own rules. You can't do both. Like, it's not possible. I can't be a homemaker. I know that's not like politically correct anymore to say, but like, I can't
domestic
do
engineer.
I can't do that while doing which, all of this.
Which the compensation is about $140,000 a year.
Yes, please.
I would
for a domestic engineer.
I'd be richer than all of those selling.
I actually
bitches out there.
I actually would be a fantastic domestic engineer.
Really? I would love. I think you'd be amazing. I say that in the best way possible.
You're neat.
You're tidy.
You keep a wonderful home. You can cook your ass off.
Gosh, those meals, that you, they're gourmet. Gosh.
Damn. I mean, you guys are going to do my Tinder profile?
I'll do it. Because I can vouch for it. The only thing I can't vouch is the sexual part.
Excuse me.
Everything else,
listen,
he's got it.
Listen, it's a full package, okay?
Oh, is it?
I'm still in Switzerland, guys. I have not.
But just
no
to,
comment.
Just to put a bow on that, like I personally want to have children, right?
Yes, and you would be an amazing.
And
person.
Having children is very important to me. And but I cannot just have a night and get pregnant, right? Yes. And so that costs money.
Yes.
And so at minimum, it's $90,000.
Wow.
Up to $200,000 for someone to do a surrogacy.
That's, it's cost that.
And that's,
but like,
that's before
Gigi, you don't put brace, scratch your elbow.
That's I'm
before,
just rubbing around
that's
it.
Before you,
building more calluses.
Before you put braces on that sucker.
Invisalign.
It's more expensive.
Don't let them suck
but,
your thumb.
I think this was a different tone to our regular.
Yeah, no, but
which
I
is
think
fine.
It's, no, I think it's really important. I mean, I think it's something that everyone can relate to. I know I certainly am not the only businesswoman out there. Tracy's not the only businesswoman out there who's struggling with it. Franklin's not the only businessman out there who's struggling with work-life balance and figuring out if he's going to pick up his phone when he's in Mexico.
I already know the answer to that.
He says he's not doing
he's
it.
He's not doing it.
It's a hard no.
It's good a hard no. Good for you. I'm only proud
if,
of you.
Only if reluctant hams call me. Selchuk okay. can call me too, but.
Okay. Selchuk might be there too.
Because you know I want to see the pictures.
It's going to be a photo dump.
Okay.
No, it's going to be a photo dome.
So I'm committed to building up more elbow calluses because it's more Gigi time.
I feel like this is a coaching podcast session. It's therapy.
It's honestly, it's I've something. Always felt like our episodes feel like a really nice therapy session.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to hold each other accountable. Mm-mm. For more rage time, right?
I love a good rage.
And more me time.
We are raging at lunch after this, right?
I'm going to tell you something. I see 75 degrees and it's like, let's go.
Yeah. Franklin is always on the go.
It's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time.
I admire that about you.
So it's your turn to cry next episode.
I will do my best.
I don't cry. I'm a Virgo.
I want to deliver for the people.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm either going to cry or I'm going to jump on the table and scratch your eyes out.
I cried from a commercial. So I'm surprised I wasn't crying with you. If you had
you
continued.
You both cried at the Selling Sunset reunion.
You did.
Okay.
I did. It was a moment.
You cry at the non-reality.
I have surround sound. It was a lot of emotion.
Yeah, I felt sorry for
him. I have a new TV.
I still don't feel sorry for any of them.
Well, thank you guys for listening to us today again. And next episode, Gigi.
Yes. I won't be crying.
No, it's your turn to say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. We can't wait to talk about everything real estate in our next episode. And probably nothing about real estate in our next episode.
Everything and nothing about real estate. And Tracy Williams Barnett.
Ooh, there was an accent. There was like a Puerto Rican accent with that.
There's actually a meme. I'm going to send it to you later. But my dad says Fantastic Four. He doesn't say fantastic. Go ahead, Tracy. Say goodbye.
Well, it's been an honor. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.